Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
P.O. Showtime!
My fly is up.
It was with my mouth.
I like sweet meat. It's a juxtaposition in my mouth. I like.
I'll just have to tell them I'm not a thief. Just a perv.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a limousine tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no fuddy-duddies that are linking bad. For the strolling, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is a LinuxTech.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1,144 of the Linkling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we got Joel.
Which one of us was that?
Joel. He's going in order, a chronological order.
Good evening.
And Joe.
Dynamite, yeah, I'm here. Joe.
Yeah. So, I got to further expand my library dependency script workflow in GitHub to our WordPress application, which made it, you know, just slightly more challenging because it is multiple node application, well, actual plugins that we have created for WordPress, and there's multiple of those, so it has to go in and report on the status of all of those, and it does basically the same thing that the single application slash function script does, except it breaks it down, and it works perfectly fine. But I will say one of the things that has made it so much easier to do what had to be done was a wonderful application called JSON Query, or JQ. Do you ever have to use that, Joel or Joe?
Nope.
So it is extremely flexible little application and set of tools that makes it easy. So when I can run an application that has the ability to output into different formats instead of just plain text on the screen. In case of point, JSON, to output it into JSON, it makes it so much easier by using jQuery to go through that JSON object and pull out whatever it is I need to get from that object. So it's a handy, fantastic tool if you're not familiar with it. Instead of just having to use like regular expressions and figure out ways to rip it out, if you're doing scripts like I do, and you have the capability of using JQ, JSON Query, it is top-notch tool. Makes things go a whole lot smoother. And it should be in a lot of basic images by default. I know like the Ubuntu images have it in there, and I suspect like and maybe not on the like the bare bones images where it's just enough to do whatever it is that you need to do. If you're running this in stuff in Docker containers and messing around with those, but and I'm speaking specifically for the GitHub runners, we have it installed on our custom runners, and I know GitHub Ubuntu runners have it installed by default. It's handy as hell to do stuff like that. So highly recommend it. I apologize to both of you for last week, last minute having to cancel. Long story short, our niece was up spending time with Paige. She's just becoming an adult. So they're like, hey, let's give her more exposure to the wide world, hanging out with Paige, seeing some of the stuff that she does, learning some life lessons. And one of the life lessons she learned right off the bat was there was a mix-up with her, I guess, her understanding of her work schedule. And she thought that she didn't have to go back for another 2 weeks, but she was actually supposed to go back on Tuesday of last week. So we had to, so this is the first time that she's ever been like away from home, like two states away. And so she comes from a small town and she started driving in a small town. So she wasn't really comfortable driving on the highways yet, fully back and forth. It's an eight, nine hour drive.
What, to Newberry?
Yeah. To Newberry, South Carolina. And we helped make it a little more palatable and her more comfortable by Paige going with her down, not all the way, but halfway. Her grandparents live halfway in North Carolina. So we were able to go down there, and Paige drove with her to that halfway point, and then we picked Paige up, brought her back, and she drove the rest of the way. So it made it successfully, but that is that was like a four and a half hour drive, and we didn't leave until noon. So coming back, we didn't get back to almost like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I apologize for that.
I just, but, you know, I got your message, and then I was like, okay, I get to go to the gym.
There you go. See, I worked out for everybody. What did Joel do? He played with his Ninja Creamy, right?
He smoked crack.
No, I probably walked the dog. Wednesdays are my rest day of my half marathon training. I did start in earnest doing that. I did 4 miles on Monday. I'm going to do 4 miles tomorrow morning. Meant to do 7 Saturday at the group run, but I made a wrong turn and only did 6. But doing well. And then last night I got to go to the Easton Run Club, which is basically the run club up at the Easton Town Center area in Columbus. And they had a special event with ASICS up there, and I got to try a pair of the ASICS Super Blast 3 shoes yesterday and went on a short run up there. And, dude, I really like them. They're really good shoes, and they're really fucking expensive. They're $210 super trainers. That's essentially what they are. But they're probably ideal for what I do, because I can probably use them for just about everything, for all my workouts and for my races and stuff, you know, as long as it's not on a trail. But a few weeks ago, I'm trying to remember if we had a show since then, but I ran my first trail race, the Darby Creek Trail Run. Got probably one of the coolest shirts that I've gotten in a race. A lot of the race shirts have like sponsors plastered all over it, and there was only one on this one, Bathurst. But so it's still a cool shirt. It was a cool event. I only ran about a bit slower than my road time, which ain't so bad. And Saturday, I'll be going down to Southeast Ohio for the next Mammoth March. I'm excited about that. I took a half day off on Friday. Gotta go get me a haircut. But yes, Joe, I have been playing with my Ninja Creamy. I added some today.
Yeah, I think I got 2 left in the freezer. Or I need to start making more again.
I've got one, and I did try. I got chocolate protein powder, and I tried making some of that. I dumped an extra, like a tablespoon of cocoa in with the powder in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
because just by itself, because I kind of tried it like after I blended it first with alcohol, didn't quite taste chocolatey enough for me, so I dumped that in there and it kind of did a good job at that. So, but today I had one of the ice cream cookie based ones, ice cream cookie based protein, in the mix with 2 tablespoons of the PB Fit in there, pretty good, and Lily's dark chocolate chips, because didn't find, so I figured I'd just go ahead with those ones in there just to find those, but. Excuse me. But doing the pretty decent on that. I did get a now, unfortunately, my boot camp group at church is no more. We've had our last workout together as a group. The lady who led it, her kids are kind of getting up in age and starting to do sports and stuff like that, so she just didn't have enough time to dedicate to it, so they just decided they wouldn't have it anymore. So, but on the 15th, I'm going for Thrive Group Leader Training, and I'm probably going to start a rucking group at my church, I think. We shall see. But rucking slash hiking, and I'm making it open. Like there was a Thrive group where they had ladies were doing hikes, but it was only ladies, and I'm gonna make it everybody. So everybody, no matter what age, and I'll probably put like a limitation of that. You know, if you're underage, then I need a parent's permission. You know. Or your parent to be there, one of the two. But we'll see. My plan on that is like I'll do a weekly one, kind of in close, and then once a month we can go on an excursion, like to one of the state parks further away or something like that. So, but now the. One thing that was weird this year with the South Carolina one is, and it looks like it's going to maintain that, was they usually have like different sponsors providing food and stuff for the aid stations. And it used to be Rain Storm doing the energy drink, but this year it became Monster, which I'm usually desperate, so I really don't care as long as I get some sort of caffeine on the trail. But
hey, Joel, I got a question for you.
Sure.
I want you to weigh in your opinion on something that I learned this week. Might be more applicable for your son, but we were watching a video about a string pin setters.
Must have watched the same video I watched.
Did the guy went over to Century Lanes in Hampton, Virginia?
Yeah.
Where they have okay, so you watched that, and you know, we were talking about that, and like Century Lanes is like right down the street from us, but we haven't been right there. And the other bowling alleys that I've been to here and up in Pennsylvania. Now up in Pennsylvania is a long time ago, so it probably doesn't count. But right. I don't think I've ever been to a bowling alley that had a string pin setter, and it made it sound like that they were kind of taking over. And I was curious, given that your son bowls all the time in leagues and you know, I don't know, and you go out for tournaments, are all of those like any of them string pin setters?
Well, the one that I thought might have been is the one they built down at the Raising Cane Center in Baton Rouge last year, but they were real honest to God you know, their pin setters there. Not one of the lanes here in the Columbus area has string setter pin setter pins. I don't know that if he's ever bowled on them, to be honest. I know that he does, that he probably has a strong opinion of it. And the weirdest thing of it all is that he prefers the bowl on synthetic lanes instead of the traditional wood lanes, because we had one here. It's now there used to be one right on Broadway in Grove City called Grove City Lanes. Very small house, maybe five lanes or five, six lanes. And it was really old school stuff. It had old wooden lanes, not synthetic. Now it's actually an axe place where you can go and throw axes if you want. But he prefers bowling on the synthetic lanes, because that's usually most of the centers have gone to the synthetic lanes. But that's what he prefers to bowl on. But you know, honestly, he will bowl on anything. Yeah, he has, you know, if he signed up for a tournament, which he didn't do nationals this year. I think next year we might, because it's down Greenville, South Carolina, I think.
Right.
So I don't know. Hopefully by then I can get a bigger vehicle, so I don't have to rent one. I had to rent a Ford Expedition. Well, that trip we took two of the ladies that were bowling on this team with us. So I rented a Ford Expedition Max last year, and that worked out. Worked out pretty good. I liked driving it too. It was pretty cool, except for the one weird thing that thing had was on its cruise control. If it saw the speed limit sign change, it would automatically slow you down. Fortunately, you can turn it off. And I did. Because it was very irritating. Because all of a sudden, it would slow you all the way down and take you to the limit. So
that's interesting. I didn't know they had that implemented yet.
Yeah. Well, my car can tell... my car can read the signs. It doesn't do anything to your cruise control. It will automatically have the braking stuff on it, so that you know if all of a sudden someone's in front of you and going slower than you are, it will automatically slow you down. So
that's with the cruise control, right?
With the cruise control on, yeah, and it does that with the radar stuff built in the front of the car.
How do you know that it reads signs?
Because the speedometer on my car that's in the cluster will show the speed limit right in the cluster, and when you drive past the limit sign, it will change.
That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know that technology that they were implementing that.
Yeah, because mine had driven mine a car has, that did that. Yeah, mine has cameras on every side of the vehicle. In fact, it has an overhead shot, it'll generate like an overhead shot, which is very useful in the parking lot, because then you can see if you're in the spot and stuff like that, because it kind of shows a simulated overhead shot. Luke's car doesn't have that. His CRV, we actually had the first warranty service on it. The blower motor on the air conditioning went out, and he went right in and out the same day and got that replaced. Unlike GM with his our old car, so I'm pretty happy with that. Not happy that it already needed it, but at least we got good service when it fixed it, and we probably would have kept that Trax if Chevy had that good of service on it, but they didn't. It's like every time it was like more than, it was like 2 weeks before you can get it fixed every single time. But for me though, I think if I get a new vehicle, I'm probably gonna get a Honda Passport, I think. They're very gorgeous vehicles. And they're about the exact same size as as my Traverse, but it just doesn't have the third row seat, which I never use anyway. So But they're a very well done vehicle. I've watched a lot of reviews on them, so I think I'd like to get Trail Sport, I think, edition, whatever the top trim level is. So, oh, that might be one of the first vehicles I look at doing a lift kit on it, because it actually gets pretty good reviews off road, with exception of ground clearance is not the best on them. So, not that I go off road that much. So I probably don't really need to put a lift kit on it, but it would be nice though. So I did have I went with a home sleep.
You know what? I'm gonna give you a word of caution.
Oh yes. Right?
On a lift kit.
Yeah.
And you gotta be really careful with this. We have a Subaru Outback Legacy that we bought off of my mother-in-law, who she bought from a dealer who got it from some rich guy who put a lift kit on the damn thing, right? So it's jacked up in the back a little bit, screws up all the cameras on that damn car.
Ah.
You know, you're supposed to have the the eyesight thing where, like you were talking about, I never saw anything about it reading the speed limit, but none of that shit works anymore because they lifted it. It's freaking annoying. So just be aware of that.
I don't think that would necessarily happen with this car, but again, like I said, I don't think I would really want to do a lift kit necessarily. You know, if I was more serious about going off road, that'd be a different thing. I probably wouldn't buy a passport.
Man, you got to take that car to Sturgis this when you get it lifted then, right?
Sturgis? No.
Sturgis.
Are you talking like a brand new vehicle?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like prices are way too atrocious for brand new.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, so, you know, I'm just not going to mess around. Yeah,
blow that money right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a 5-year loan on a vehicle that costs between $30,000 and $60,000.
Yeah.
It's like a mortgage payment.
Right?
I mean, I'm probably going to go get the Pixel 11 Pro when it comes out, and I don't care about that either. That's a mortgage payment. Yeah, it can be. Depends on what it is. Yeah, I'm not gonna get the fold ones. Although I have seen. Have you seen the new Galaxy Fold, the wide version? That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but you're not gonna take the new Pixel Pro to Sturgis with you and drive it up the mountain.
No.
There you go. You need to get that lift package. Forget that. How much is a lift pack? Gosh, how much?
It would be expensive, probably. Yeah, the Z Fold 8.
See, I don't know if I was spending like anything over $30,000 on a vehicle. I don't know if I'd want to take it off road and chance messing it all up. That's pretty damn expensive mistake to make.
And no, I definitely want all-wheel drive for obvious reasons, you know, namely like where I live, you know.
Wait, dude.
I don't see spending $30,000 on something that I'm A, not going to live in, and B, isn't going to make me any money.
Well, actually, the Honda Passport is probably closer to 50. So, but
you see my point, though.
I get it.
I will buy something that's, you know, 4 or 5 years old at that point and pay $5,000, $8,000, $10,000.
Well, here's the other thing, too, though. The Passport, the Honda Passport, is the only SUV in its size that has V6. All the others have gone to turbo fours.
$50,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a luxury vehicle.
I make good money and I don't give a crap. money, something I can't take with me. You know, but let's see, Trailsport Elite. I don't want the Blackhawk. 52650 is the base.
Oh, and then all the tracking stuff that they're putting on them these days.
That's every vehicle.
Yeah. That's every new vehicle.
That's every vehicle past 2012.
Well, no, I disagree. Past like 2016.
Now, I will say this, that unlike Chevrolet's, they don't have like an OnStar like system for the Hondas. So there's that. Now, granted,
no. OnStar is one of those things that can be disabled easily. It's not intrinsic to the running of the vehicle. But a lot of your modern computer systems are made to just dial back home.
Well, that's the other thing, too. The Hondas don't have, like, unlike my Chevy, Hondas do not have 4G. So, built into it.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
With those $8,000 to $10,000 cars, you do some of your own auto maintenance on them.
Well, yeah, when I can.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, I will admit, you know, my car is like 25 years old at this point.
Yeah,
but it's been paid off for forever. I'm like the second owner of the thing.
Well, I'm not going to get one like as soon as my paid off either.
Jesus Christ, Joel, I was talking.
Yeah.
So 25 years old. I've had it for most of its time, and I got it at a really good price. Have I had to put money into maintenance? Yeah. Have I done my own oil changes? Yeah. When I have the money, do I pay somebody else to do the oil changes? Also, yeah. But, you know, I think the worst I've had, it's at like 107,000, 108,000 miles on it right now. The worst I've had to do was probably the coolant system. Mm-hmm. I had to have chunks of that replaced. And then I did have to have the water pump replaced, which is not that big of a deal. And then other than general maintenance stuff, that's perfectly fine. I've also, you know, picked up older vehicles before, like my Hyundai Elantra, which I did get from a dealership, but I paid a really good price for it, and it was like 10 years old when I got it, and I drove it off and on for another 10 years, alternating between that and the Buick. But yeah, eventually I drove it till it died, but yep. I didn't pay that much for it, and it was paid off most of the time.
I will say this, Hondas are one of the very few vehicles that will have a good resale value at the end. You know, when you decide to get rid of it. But yeah, not to mention the fact they will last a lot longer than a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, so and
that's why I'm looking at that instead. Need help with something specific? Yeah. No, I don't Google whatever it is, or Alexa.
That was Alexa, yeah. Yeah. But you know, if I pay,
that's me.
Computer, stop. Computer, mute. Anyways, like I was saying, if I pay $2,000 for a vehicle, and then I got to put another $4,000 to $5,000 into maintenance over time into it, and then it lasts 5 to 10 years, am I really going to complain about that?
No, I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not.
Yep. Definitely wouldn't. But
and you see a lot of these 1990 to 2006 smaller trucks, your S10s, your Ford Rangers, and
I don't know where you're seeing them. I don't see them around here. I wish you would.
I see them around here. But then you go and look at them, and they got like 250,000 miles, almost 300,000 miles on the things. And it's like, that's how long a vehicle can last. That's insane.
I will say this, though. That might be down there, because up here, where there's salt on the roads, yeah. I mean, vehicles don't last long. Yeah. So, I mean,
unless you get proper like coating on the bottom of your vehicle and get it redone every 4 or 5 years, then
And I will say this too. If I could run into and find a decently priced and maybe one in good enough shape, like 80s era Cutlass Supreme or Buick Grand National or something like that, dude, I would much rather have one of those.
Dude, Cutlass is one of the most like restored vehicles in the northern Midwest.
I know.
You a Cutlass, go to Iowa.
Yeah.
Look around. Someone's selling
I would even take a 90s era Cutlass, because I actually like the look of the 90s era Cutlass.
You want a Camaro with a 350 in it? Go to Iowa.
Yeah.
You will find one.
As long as it doesn't look like a car you see on Junkyard Digs.
Mm-hmm. You ever watch that channel? No, I haven't watched that.
Oh, but you should find these. It's so good. Because they'll get these clap out cars and try and get them on the road again. And they almost always, the cars they choose are always carbureted, not injected, fuel injected. So like you're talking like 70s and 80s era. Oh.
Carbureted into the 90s.
And they do not usually make them look good. They just get them running and somewhat safe. I say somewhat safe. There's one episode where they got a truck running that had like it probably should have been. They probably should have never done that because the frame was rusted to shit. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. But some of the stuff that they've redone on the show are pretty nasty. But did y'all see the trailer for Avengers Doomsday?
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought it looked pretty damn good myself.
Well, I'm excited for it. I'm there, Joe.
You got Spider-Man coming out tomorrow in theaters. That's true.
I'm going to see that hopefully soon.
You got Supergirl that came out on digital like yesterday or something.
I have to look for that. I didn't see it yet.
That's because it didn't do all that well.
Yeah, people were saying it was pretty terrible. But I will judge it myself. Right? I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I thought you said you.
I haven't watched it yet. Oh.
I haven't even watched the first episode of the new season of Strange New Worlds yet. So that came out. It came out last week. On the shoe front, they brought out new Escalantes there, Dan. If you're looking for a new pair. Because now you can get the old version for $98, I bet you.
Huh? There you go.
Yeah. If you like the old version.
Of the
Ultra Escalante shoes.
I do like them.
How much are they? See, now I will not be getting the one thing. I've had two pairs of the Flow Experience 2s, and I will not be getting another pair because the one, they don't last that long. I have the pair I have now is 2 to 3 months old, and the bottoms are already pretty roached. My Mach 7s are lasting a lot longer. So, those ones I'm liking, that's kind of what I'm training with in the mornings now. And they're older. They're actually a little older.
This next time I go to the VA, I'm going to see if I can also get an appointment with podiatry. So maybe I can get some custom inserts.
You pronate. Do you supinate or pronate? I'm neutral. I'm a neutral.
I know my archers have tried to fall a couple of times, and it's painful.
Hi, Bodhi. Are you going to make a pest out of yourself? Say, of course I am, because I'm a golden retriever, and that's all I do. He's my trail dog, though. He does love to go on, hiking on trails with me. So, I do have a $50 coupon for ASICs that's only good till the 9th. But I'm going to call up the running store and say, will you let me use my rewards along with the coupon so I can get $70 off a pair of shoes? And then I can get a pair of $210 Super Blast 3s for the same price as a pair of Nova Blasts. They were so comfortable. Dan, I know you're not a huge fan of cushy shoes because you're running with the Escalantes.
Right.
And they're a pretty low stack compared to these, but I love those shoes. Oh, they're so neat. And they're super light, too. So anything that would help me run longer is going to be a good thing. So, and the other thing I did like about the Experience Flow 2s, and I think the 3s kind of have the same problem, is for whatever reason, the tongue is super padded on those. And that seems to make them come untied for me. For whatever reason, when I'm running on, or either running or walking, it doesn't matter whether I'm running or walking, I have a big problem with those shoes coming untied all the time. So, Hokas don't do that. I just don't know why that is. Let's see. Ooh, the new Galaxy Z Fold 8 deal, the best deal on it on Amazon is a trade-in plus a $350 gift card.
That's getting you closer to a down payment on your brand new car.
Yeah, you would think, right? I'm not gonna get a new car until I've got probably a year left on this loan, I think, so I'm gonna try and go a year or two without a loan payment for a while. So it'd be different if it didn't have, like, my Traverse has a lot of the toys. It has Android Auto, and you know, it has Adaptive Cruise, and yeah, I mean, it's pretty decent. Same thing with a laptop. I'm not ready to get a new laptop yet either.
Gotta get yourself a new
actually, I might get a new drone before
tablet first, right? A new drone? What are you doing with your old drone? I haven't heard you talking about it in a long time.
I hardly fly it anymore, but mostly because probably the biggest thing is I don't have, like, the newer drones, like the one I'm looking at, which is the Mini 5. I have the Mini 3. The Mini 5 I'm looking at comes with the RC2 remote, which is basically the remote with the screen built in, so you don't have to attach your phone to it.
Huh.
Which makes it a lot nicer and a lot less hassle. Because that's the other thing, too, with Android specifically, that what they've been doing here is you have to... What you have to do is you have to sideload the DJI app in order to fly the drone because they removed it from the Play Store.
Right.
And that's a pain in the ass.
Why did they remove it from the Play Store?
I don't know the whole story on it. I think some of it is China fears, I think. Some of it. Since DJI is from China.
Did they have their own store within the...
No. No. It wasn't anything... Yeah, it wasn't anything like Epic or anything like that. What it is with Fortnite, you know. Now, according to Google AI, it says the latest DJI apps are not on the Google Play Store because of compatibility conflicts and technical protocol shifts between Google and DJI. It says, while neither company has released a singular definitive statement, the transition stems from the Android app bundle requirement. Google shifted its policy to require all new apps and updates to use the modern AAB format instead of the legacy APK format. I didn't even know that changed. Interesting. In-app update conflicts. Google Play policy strictly prohibits apps from bypassing the Play Store to download code updates. DJI utilizes its own built-in direct from server update mechanism for firmware and features Fly database, so it direct downloads those directly from DJI versus from via the Play Store mechanisms. And deep system permissions. DJI apps require deep integration with phone hardware to stream low latency video and communicate over proprietary Wi-Fi frequencies. They conflict with Google's increasingly restrictive privacy and background processing standards. So, and so far now, Android 17 was supposed to put in some additional restrictions and stuff, and it hasn't done that yet. So I have not had a single problem flying my drone with the app, although I didn't even fly it on 4th of July just because I didn't really go anywhere to watch fireworks. We watched them on TV.
I just go right outside.
Yeah, or the neighbors too, yeah.
Well, we got that largest fireworks display in Texas right up the street.
I see Dan probably has good view in Hampton Roads. Well, actually, you're not there no more. You're someplace different now.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, interestingly enough, they didn't have the fireworks at Fort Monroe. They were in downtown Hampton off of the boat dock. Over here in the Hampton River, which is like a stone throw from where
your house is.
I live, yeah. And we thought that we could go just down on Chesapeake Avenue over here, which runs along the James River. So we were about not even a mile, maybe half a mile away from where the fireworks were. Couldn't see a damn thing.
Really?
You could not see it. The wild thing about it was we could see the fireworks in Willoughby Beach and the fireworks at Chicks Beach and the fireworks in Norfolk and the fireworks in Smithfield and smart fireworks in Newport News, all from where we were sitting. But the fireworks that were like a mile away from us,
we could not
see them at all.
It was weird.
We couldn't even hear. Like we could hear the ones. So, and this was wild, right? So, there's a park in Newport News, which is about a 3/4 mile up the road from where I live, and they had I don't know what. Like, who financed that thing? But the fireworks that they were firing off over there were just crazy. Like, they were really good. Now, they weren't as big as, like, the city ones, but they were pretty impressive, right? And then the next day when we drove past the park there where they were doing this, it was like the you know, one of those little gazebo things that you set up?
right?
When you're having a cookout. If that was a gazebo, like, it would have filled the entire gazebo up with what was left, like all the boxes and stuff that they had the garbage put out for those fireworks. I'm like, that was like a car. The amount of money they spent on fireworks was like spending that much money on a new car. And I'm like, who put the bill for that? That is freaking crazy.
One thing I've never done, like, I have some friends I used to go to church with. They posted a picture of these tables they had set up in the garage of all the fireworks they bought. Like, they literally had so many fireworks in their garage that they couldn't fit the cars in it. Okay?
Huh.
And they went and lit that all up on the 4th of July. I'm like,
hopefully not in their garage.
No, I hope not either. But on the other side of that coin, I'm like, that's, you know how much money that costs? Jesus Christ.
They got all through, a bunch of people throw in together for that?
I don't know. I mean, I was seeing the big, because fireworks are now legal now. Well, kind of legal here. You can buy them, but you're not supposed to set them off in the neighborhood. So you can go to Sam's Club and buy fireworks. Like, honest to God, nice fireworks, you know? But, like, most of the combo packs they had at Sam's Club were, like, $350. I'm like, yeah, I'm not burning $350. As much as I like screwing on fireworks, I mean, you know, what red blood man doesn't like to do that? But it's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not burning money.
You know, it's weird. Money. In Pennsylvania, you could sell fireworks, but you can't
send them off there either, right?
You cannot purchase them. So they have fireworks stores on the border. So there's a couple between Jersey and PA where I used to live you can't go in there if you have a PA driver's license, even if it is in Pennsylvania. That's pretty wild. It's in Pennsylvania, but you, as a resident of Pennsylvania, you legally cannot go in there. They won't let you in.
Well, it's like how you had to buy liquor in Pennsylvania. The only place you can buy it is at the state store, or beer for that matter, you know?
Yeah, interestingly enough, Wegmans found a loophole.
Did they?
Okay. And they can sell beer and wine because it's the same loophole that bars have. So bars can sell 2 6-packs or I think a bottle of wine or something like that. So they can sell up to 2 6-packs per person, but you can go back in as many times as you want, buy as many 6-packs. And then you cannot sell on Saturday. On Sundays,
unless
you have a certain amount of food sales, and Wegmans has their food court. So they are able to now sell beer and wine in Pennsylvania. I don't have to worry about that down here.
In Ohio, you can get like everything but like the high proof, like you can't get Bacardi 151 at the grocery store. You have to go to the state store for that, but like you can get like 70 proof alcohol all day.
Really?
At the grocery store. Yeah.
See, we have beer and wine and malt liquors, but anything that's like,
and beer and wine you can get, and you can, we do not have Sunday sales in most areas. Of course you can always get a beer at a restaurant on a Sunday, so that's not a problem. But I really don't know too much about most of that anyway, except for it really hasn't changed since I stopped drinking. So, although I will say that A6 event, they gave us a free drink ticket, and I ended up giving mine away because I'm like, I'm not going to drink anything. Because it was at a place called Beeline. Which is, what is Beeline in Easton? It's a cocktail bar up there. So, and I didn't really feel like getting anything there. So I just said, hand my drink ticket to the, one of the other runners that were there. And I said, here, I'm not going to drink, so enjoy. I got a free Asics t-shirt too while I was there too. But
yeah, we could buy beer here in the grocery store on Sunday, which is nice.
Yep. Yep. It's been a while since I've been to Virginia. I need to go again. I haven't gone since 2023 when we had that one training session in Reston at HQ.
Wait, wasn't your one? Oh, is that the one that's coming up?
Oh, wait, in Chesterfield? No. I went to Denver. Oh my, what? There's nothing in nothing in Chesterfield. What are you talking about?
I thought it was a Pocahontas State Park or something. Is that a
that will be next year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't signed up for that yet. I'm still trying to figure out whether I want to do that one because it's April 3rd. But then I also am looking at, let's see. I want to do East Tennessee. How much is the East Tennessee tickets now? Wisconsin tickets, I don't think, are on sale yet. That's where the other 31-mile, let's see, tickets for East Tennessee, which is May 1st or 2nd. And the May, Saturday tickets are already $94. Ouch. I don't know.
You don't talk about paying $50,000 for a car, but crying about $90 tickets.
Hey, I got to drive down there too, dude. It probably cost me more in gas than it will for the ticket. Because, what I filled up yesterday, it was like $60 to fill my car up. And that's with getting a 10 cent discount per gallon. I still got things to sign up for this year yet too, like the hot chocolate 15K. In fact, I might, I don't know, I was wanting to sign up for that this weekend, but if I only have till the 9th to use that Asics coupon, so I have to see. Don't really need new shoes yet, though, so.
So have you guys started reading Dungeon Crawler Carl yet?
No.
I got a little sidetracked. I'm at the very end of The Return of the King. So I'm going to be ordering Dungeon Carl Crawler tomorrow. And that will be the next fiction book I will be picking up. I'm excited.
It's a good laugh. Don't take it too seriously.
I have no expectations of it being serious. Just from what I've heard about it and the cover art in and of itself.
Dunkin's 48-ounce beverage buckets are back.
Is that like for their Frappuccinos and crap too?
Well, it looks like. I don't know anything about it. When do I go to Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't either.
Like, when do I go to Starbucks? Never.
I do. But
that's
not
a lot of any beverage if it's not water. 48 ounces.
Sounds like a decent amount of coffee. If it's just coffee.
Well, let's see. Beverage buckets are back along with new car cup holder. Dear God.
Yeah, I guess it needs a converter. You can actually, keep it in your car. Some kind of adapter.
They have them in there. It says cherry lime Ricky refresher, pink pineapple sparkling refresher, or iced coffee with peanut butter swirl. That just sounds like calories left and right.
Right? Yeah. Especially if 48 ounces. Jesus.
Sounds like diabetes.
700 or 800. Right? Yeah.
No. That's got to be like 2,000 calories.
Easily. Ooh, I think I did get some of the skinny syrups. Chocolate syrup. Jordan Skinny, I think it is.
How do you like it?
Haven't tried it yet.
I'm going to go by and pick up some more. All I got left is the marshmallow flavored syrup that's sugar free.
I kind of wish they had peanut butter.
Peanut butter syrup?
That would be awesome.
Ice cream syrup?
Yeah.
Because you can pick up the skinny syrup that's like peanut butter or peanut butter cup flavored. But that's not meant to be put on top of ice cream. That would be more like what you used along with like almond milk or whatever to make the ice cream.
See, the skinny mixes don't have that. Because Dan knows the glory of the Reese's Pieces sundae that Friendly's had with the peanut butter stuff on it. Oh.
Hey, you know what? Here you go.
You never had one?
here's the deal. Here's the deal, right? So, there's a restaurant up in Pennsylvania, kind of like a fast food chain, that was really good called Maryland Fried Chicken that we would go to on occasion. Really liked it, and then they closed up. And so I found out that Maryland Fried Chicken still exists.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a chain out of Georgia. And the closest Maryland Fried Chicken to us is Myrtle Beach. So I took my wife to Myrtle Beach on Monday, and we spent the night there, and we went to Maryland Fried Chicken. But for dinner, right outside our hotel was a Friendly's. And we hadn't seen a Friendly's in like, so we had dinner at Friendly's because we got dinner lunch. And I did get a Fluffernutter sundae afterwards, which is close. It uses the same peanut sauce and everything. But yes, so I'm very familiar with the Reese's Pieces sundae.
Yes.
And a word of caution, I love the Reese's Pieces sundae, and because it had a lot of different toppings on it. So at one point, my sister-in-law, my wife's youngest sister, was working at a place called The Ritz in Allentown, and we went there, and I said, you know what I want? I want an all-topping sundae. And she made me an all-topping sundae. And there's a reason why you don't get an all-topping sundae, man. I can only eat like a quarter of it because it was just too much. Oh,
it's all sugar? It's pure sugar?
Oh, my goodness. It was too sweet. It was too much.
My daughter loves me very much. I am aware of this. She works at Brahms, and she loves it when I come visit her at work. And she also knows that I love banana splits. So I have to, you know, minimize the number of times I visit her at work, because every time I do, she will hand me a banana split. And if you put a banana split in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Banana splits is about the only thing I don't want to get at Dairy Queen, man.
Oh, this is Bronx. They do it right.
Dairy Queen doesn't do a bad job either. Oh, shoot. The Kentucky Mammoth March is all the way practically to Nashville. Don't want to do that one? You didn't know. Saturday, May 8th. Interesting.
Well, how long is it to Nashville for you?
Nashville? That's a good question. I should know that answer because I drove there last year.
Because I'm I'm guessing for me, it's probably like a 10, 12 hour ride. We have to go all the way across Virginia down to the opposite.
It's and five it's
not
hours.
An easy road trade across. 5 hours? That's not too bad.
Yeah, no. Interesting. Yeah, the Kentucky one is the same weekend that the South Carolina one was last year, the one I just did. And then the South Carolina one is now in April. Now, that's interesting. And they still do the 30? Let's see. Yeah, they do. But I don't want to do that one again. I don't see tickets for Wisconsin yet. They already had the event this year, so. Yeah, Southeast Ohio got sold out yet again. It didn't get sold out as soon as it did this year, but. So both Ohio events are sold out again. So, interesting.
Supposed to be a new series on Apple coming up for Neuromancer?
Oh, I saw things about that. I didn't see any clips or anything from it.
Do you actually have Apple TV?
No, but I have the internet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, eventually I'll get to see it.
BitTorrent.
You read the books? I'm assuming you did.
I read the first one. I will say that in audiobook format, it is not easy to follow. Even at lower speeds. I would like to sit down with an actual physical copy of the book one of these days.
It's a good book. It's a good book, Joel.
I'm sure it is. Sure it is.
And they are coming out with a Dungeon Crawler Carl TV show.
What's that going to be on? If it's Netflix, it'll just be one season, right?
Probably. But I think it's going to be Peacock.
You think it's going to be what?
Peacock.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But wait. If you got YouTube Premium, you get the ad-supported Peacock for free.
Yeah.
They just added that. YouTube Premium is definitely worth paying for. I watch enough YouTube that.
Wait, YouTube Premium includes Peacock now?
Yep. Now it's a recent thing.
Yep, they just added it. If you have that, well, YouTube TV, I think it is.
Oh, YouTube TV.
I think. Let me double check.
That's different YouTube than Premium, isn't YouTube TV?
Peacock. Let me see.
It is Peacock.
Is it Peacock? Okay, it's not the Premium. I have both.
But. No. Dungeon Crawler Carl is coming out on Peacock.
Okay, so it's coming out on Peacock, and is Peacock included with YouTube Premium or YouTube TV?
YouTube Premium, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, starting next year.
Oh, next year, not now.
Yeah.
Because I have
starting YouTube Starting in Premium. Early 2027. Wow. Yeah, but they haven't even started recording. They're still casting for Dungeon Crawler Carl. So.
All right, so we got time then.
Yeah.
That's like I keep seeing rumors of another season of the Orville. I'm like, is...
Like we saw rumors for 20 years about new seasons of Firefly?
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't even know whether to believe the stuff about the animated one that, you know, the cast is actually excited about.
I keep seeing stuff like that, like new Firefly series. I'm like, oh, awesome. What? Oh, it's just a comic book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now they're talking about an animated series, but they come up with roadblocks every other week. But the cast has been talking about it. They actually had a skit that they put together where they all met up and were talking about doing it.
Yeah,
does this involve the original characters?
Yes.
Or is this one, okay, does it involve the original cast?
Yes.
As voice
it's
actors?
The original cast that were excited about doing another season as an animated.
Oh, as an animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to Hollywood Reporter, Seth MacFarlane has season 4 written for the Orville. This is back in March.
But that's not Firefly.
No, it's a good show though. But better Star Trek than most of the Star Treks have been out lately. I love how everyone's trying to theorize why Steve Rogers is back in Doomsday Avengers. And also trying to make rationalize why Robert Downey Jr. is doomed.
All right, we gotta wrap this up.
Yes, we do.
Joe's got to get to the gym.
I don't.
Joe. But
Joe might.
I already went to the gym.
Joe gonna go back to the gym.
Nope. I'm gonna go upstairs and hang out with my wife.
Joel's gonna use his Ninja Creamy.
No, give himself I'm out a of calories today. I'm out of calories today.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play us out anyway. You guys have a good week. I'll see you in August.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
I am sure.
Oh my God! It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
So, Rogers is going to play Nomad in Doomsday?
I have no idea.
That's what they're saying on Wikipedia. See that part of the reason why the MCU is failing now is that, you know, it's nowhere near as popular as it once was. It's because of all the weird characters they're including, the only comic book people really know about.
Well,
they could dig the thing with put that a little more is, effort into the stuff too.
Look,
yeah,
you've done your big names
right
in Marvel, right? But you can't keep having these actors come back year after year as they get older and older.
Right. Yeah.
Doing the same characters, and nobody's going to want to watch, you know, a 60-year-old Steve Rogers try and be Captain America.
Or almost 90-year-old Professor Xavier.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And then people are going to be upset if you do have a new actor come in.
I would say at least they're using Patrick Stewart for Professor Xavier, who played him in the original X-Men movie, and same thing. Rebecca Romijn is back in as Mystique.
It works for some characters, but it doesn't work for all characters.
Yeah.
You'll be echoing, I'll be echoing, he'll be telling us both to F off because it's not him, but then when he's not talking, it won't be echoing anymore.
Right.
The fun and games.
Yep, the joys of Joel.
Look at that. Oy, oy, oy. Oh, my God. Oh, nothing. Rub my eyes. Do you have a nice weather down there now, or is it still hot as hell?
Fucking hot.
Oh, yeah?
It's like 7:40 in the evening, and it's currently 98 degrees.
Ooh, that's normal, though, right?
Yeah, it's normal for this time of year. That doesn't make it fun.
It's not. It's cooled down here a little bit.
Yeah.
Although, go ahead.
We're not in the triple digits, all the time like we were a couple of years ago. So it's not as bad as it has been. But I don't think that makes it good. Winter there for you now, huh?
Is it winter now? Since you're not in the triple digits.
Practically.
I don't know how the weather reports have been for you, but over here. Like, they have just gone straight to hell. You look at three different weather services, and they say three different things, and none of it ends up happening when anything is supposed to be had. It's just been so terrible. So
I don't check the different weather services. I basically look at Google. I ask Alexa.
Like, it's supposed to be clear here right now, and it's...
not clear.
Yeah, it's very cloudy. Although it says clear with periodic clouds. I guess this is the periodic cloud part of complete cloud cover.
Yeah, I guess sometimes, you'll ask Alexa the weather and it'll say it's raining and you'll look outside and it's definitely not.
Yeah. We get 0% chance of rain, and then here comes a thunderstorm.
All right, dog. Come on. You want up here? If you can be good, you can come up. Come on. Hey, out of my face. Out of my face.
What's the dog? Which kind of dog is it?
Well, it's an Australian sheepdog mixed with, a border collie or...
oh, okay.
Or something. Very, very well behaved. Also, I used to be able to take the dog for walks in the evening, but you can't at this time of year because he'll burn his paws. Plus, I'll die.
Yeah, there's that. Does he do herding behavior?
When we have guests.
Oh, speaking
of
the devil.
Hey, look, there's that echo.
Yeah. What? No fucking echo. You don't hear nothing.
There was an echo.
Yeah, okay. From you.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what Dan said you would say. Anyways, he does do some of the herding sometimes when we have, guests that he doesn't know. And he'll try and nip their ankles to get them to go where he wants them to go.
There you go.
But he is a good dog.
Our dog does that. Not nip at the ankles, but he will. He will go between certain animals or people on a regular basis and prevent access.
I haven't seen him do that.
Or like Bodhi will do, he will lean on your ass until you. I mean, he practically sat on my head the other day. Stupid dog. Ugh. Love him, though. Love him.
Very well behaved.
How old's your dog, Joel?
He's about a year.
How's your dog, Joe?
About two and a half, somewhere in that range. He's a rescue, so I don't have precise numbers. Why don't you go try and eat that cat again?
He doesn't taste good, Dad.
Well, the cat's got murder mittens. That's what it is.
That too.
We watch our former neighbor's dog on a regular basis, and that cat, that dog, it's a hound dog. So it's like a third the size of our Great Pyrenees, but still like three times the size of the cat, and is deathly terrified of our cat.
Yeah.
She'll get close to the cat, and the cat will just rip her a new one.
Well, it's like with my dog, with the orange cat. The orange cat's younger, and they will play, but the orange cat has front claws.
Uh-huh.
But our old white cat has no front claws, and the dog acts like he's deathly afraid of the cat.
Well,
I mean, the cat is old enough that it's missing a bunch of its teeth. There's that echo again, coming from Joel.
I forgot to start.
But the dog is just like deathly afraid of him. We'll avoid him at all costs. Somebody got a cricket or something?
Not me.
Dan, you got crickets? Supergirl's out on digital.
There we go. Hopefully this might help.
Right, Joel?
Sure.
I was double checking the stream here.
We have a stream?
Yeah, we have a stream. Let's say, how do I? If I'm going to do VLC. I think that's what I usually use, VLC, to check it. Yeah. Who doesn't like VLC?
Who doesn't like VLC? I love VLC.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I always install on a fresh install of Mint.
Yeah, the stream's working. It's been working. When I remember to click that button on Dark Snow, we have a stream. All right. Which show number is this, Joel? Oh, no.
No idea.
This is show 1,144. So let's get it. Let's get it on. Here we go.
Like Donkey Kong. Uh-huh.